Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And is anybody really surprised with what has happened with the FCC today? The net neutrality discussion has been going on here on this program for, several months, if not more than a year, where people have talked about this idea of the government leveling the playing field on the Internet and forcing all Internet service providers to provide equal treatment to all packets.
Clearly the Internet is broken and needs to be fixed. Clearly. Obviously there's so many problems with the Internet.
Yeah, I don't get it, man. It had been working fine for me, but now the government has decided to go ahead and, surprise, surprise, grant more power to itself. Johnson, I think you've got the story about the FCC's vote today.
I've actually got a couple of stories about this. Apparently they made a couple of different decisions. But
okay.
The Federal Communications Commission approved strict new rules for internet providers Thursday in a historic vote that represents the government's most aggressive attempt to make sure the web remains a level playing field. Rules would dramatically expand the agency's oversight of the country's high-speed broadband providers, regulating them like a public utility. They were adopted by a 3-2 margin, with the commission's Republican members voting against them. Under the rules, it will be illegal for companies such as Verizon or Cox Communications to slow down streaming videos, games, and other online content traveling over their networks. They will also be prohibited from establishing fast lanes that speed up access to websites that pay extra fee, and in an unprecedented precedented move, the FCC could apply the rules to wireless carriers such as T-Mobile and Sprint in a nod to the rapid rise of smartphones and the mobile internet. This is no more a plan to regulate the internet than the First Amendment is a plan to regulate speech, said the FCC chairman Tom Wheeler, which, of course, we know what the FCC does to free speech. So basically what he's saying is, this is absolutely a plan to regulate the internet exactly how we regulate free speech, which means that we will be regulating the heck out of it, and you're going to be destroying your freedoms. It's just the beginning.
Yeah.
Get ready. Bend over.
Right. Now they've taken more control than they've ever had in this one fell swoop.
Right. They both stand for the same concept: openness, expression, and an absence of gatekeepers telling them what they can do, where they can go, and what they can think. Unless, of course, we're the gatekeepers.
Right.
We are the gatekeepers.
That's
Nobody
our
else
job.
Can be the gatekeepers. Don't try to compete with us. We will smash you with our guns and our troops. Our stormtroopers will raid your radio stations if you attempt to broadcast without our permission. You will raid. You cannot have a license.
It's
no
true.
Licenses. It will be millions of dollars.
Right.
Because there are no gatekeepers except for us.
Well, yeah. What happens if you want to open up your own internet service provider without their permission?
Right.
They'll do the same damn thing to you.
You
get raided.
Yep. Can we have pirate internet service providers? Is that possible now that it's deregulated? Maybe.
Well, I mean, there's what? Mesh networks, right?
we're surfing the lines, man! Soon there'll be movies about that. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, you never know where it's going to go from here, because once the government, the camel gets its nose under the tent, so to speak, how long will it be before it's total control over content? They're claiming it's going to be equal access for all until they decide otherwise.
You just reminded me another. There's a major news story going on right now that's so dumb. When you said the camel gets its nose under the tent, have you heard that about this? There are, like, some llamas that escaped?
No, I haven't heard
There's
about
been,
that.
Like, a police chase.
Where is this? In the U.S.?
It's, like, a major studio.
Okay.
It's, like, a major chase has been going on today with these Arizona llamas. There's a white llama and a black llama that have been on the run from the police. And, like, I guess this chase was going on for hours. They couldn't catch these llamas. I just thought it was really
cute. Yeah, thanks for sharing that.
It's cute. And, you know, you said Camel gets its nose under the tent.
Yeah, I've got a related story here, Johnson. I don't know if there's more from your piece that you want to share. But I've got one from Mises Daily that says net neutrality is a scam. But go ahead with
this. Oh, yeah, I totally agree. So the proposed regulations reflect more than a year of deliberation by the FCC.
Right, they thought carefully about this.
Yeah, and it says, and a surprising turnaround by Wheeler. I don't know who wrote this article, but apparently you're stupid. The former cable industry lobbyist who had initially supported a proposal that was much friendlier to Internet providers. It's also a significant victory for consumer advocates.
Hold on, wait, did that just say that the industry... cable industry people had initially opposed it, but that then turned around to support it?
I probably didn't read that very clearly. So the proposed regulations reflect more than a year of deliberation by the FCC and a surprising turnaround by Wheeler. They say that it's surprising because he's, and it's not surprising, by the way, because now he's the FCC chairman, but they say it's surprising because he was a former cable industry lobbyist. He used to lobby for the cable industry.
Oh, I see.
And he had initially supported a proposal that was much friendlier to cable internet providers, which, of course, now he's in power, and he's been completely corrupted because now he's a shill for the government. They say this is a Washington Post article that's also saying that it's a significant victory for consumer advocates, grassroots organizers, and internet companies, and Democrats, all of who spent months pressing for what Obama called the strongest possible rules on net neutrality. And all these same people, these morons, will be, and I'm reading for myself now, will be decrying, what happened to our internet? What free speech? Blah! When it's like all falls down around them, you know, in what, 5 years from now? When the internet is completely when the FCC is getting involved in free speech on the internet and regulating things and saying these websites are bad, so we have to we can't have a slow lane for certain websites unless, of course, that website is the Pirate Bay, because, of course, even though we don't have any relationship with the RIAA or the MPAA, well, now we do, because we have to regulate these things and protect our industries.
I don't feel good about saying I told you so, but I imagine at some point we'll be saying, I told you so this to all those so-called libertarians out there who supported this. This was one of the reasons why this issue was so controversial, or why we were discussing it so much, was because we got a lot of calls about this. A lot of people were calling in, taking both sides of this issue, and some of the people who supported the FCC's more greater involvement, which they now have, would be people who called themselves libertarians on this belief that somehow the government's going to protect them from megacorporations. And I'm sorry, the history of governments doesn't really back you up on that. The government backs up the megacorporations. In fact, I find myself wondering here, Johnson, if this really is so bad for the cable industries. Maybe on its face, it doesn't seem like a good thing, but aren't all these regulations going to make it more difficult for people to start internet service providers?
Yeah, well,
doesn't that to some extent protect Time Warner and Comcast and, you know, those major players out there?
Maybe not, because apparently also this is the other article that I brought up, is that the FCC apparently has also overturned state laws that protect ISPs from local competition. So this is the other thing that happened today, apparently, is that supposedly the Federal Communications Commission today voted to preempt state laws in North Carolina and Tennessee that prevent municipal broadband providers from expanding outside their territories. The action, again, is a year in the making, supposedly.
So that would prevent... maybe there's a couple different ways you can look at that, right? So they're saying municipal providers. That means the city of Keene.
Right.
If the city of Keene were to start providing internet service.
To Marlboro. And
in some areas, municipalities have provided internet service. This would allow them to expand out beyond the city limits.
Winchester, you know, towns that border Keene.
I mean, it's hard for a liberty-minded person to really cheer that one on.
Right.
I guess. I mean... do we support having a municipality involved at all in providing internet? No, generally I don't.
Right.
But on the other hand, if the municipality is going to enter into that, then should they be able to go outside of their area? There's probably an argument for that.
Right.
Yeah. You can share your thoughts with us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. You've got more details for us, Johnson?
Sure, a little bit.
And then coming up, the Mises Daily over at the Mises Institute has weighed in on this with a piece called The Net Neutrality Scam. Do you think this was necessary, and you really believe that it's going to stop here, that the FCC is going to leave it alone? Or is Johnson's speculation correct? Will the FCC, after another 3-5 years or something like that, decide to come up with a list of banned websites? Did in Australia.
I think it's interesting that just a week ago, China figured out how to slow down and block traffic on VPNs.
Oh, boy. You know? Yeah, that's right. And that they can block them completely. That's true. 855-450-FREE. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil,
the seaweed, the kelp,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smells.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, the phone number for Dinovite is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Something else you can get over at freetalklive.com is some coffee for free. You get a pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica and shade grown. It's great coffee, and when you order through coffee.freetalklive.com, then you're benefiting people in really tough parts of the world to make a living by giving them microloans. Mark is normally our co-host here. He's out tonight because he's actually traveling to Anarchapulco, but he is administering these loans through Kiva.org. So you're buying great coffee. You get your first pound free. You just pay the shipping cost over at coffee.freetalklive.com, and a portion of the profits are going to microloans to help people around the globe. Coffee.freetalklive.com. The news is kind of what you probably expected. The FCC has voted in favor of aggregating more power to itself. That's what happened today, and apparently a 3-2 vote, Johnson, according to a story that you're sharing with us. What's the source on this? I forgot where.
Washington Post.
Yeah, the Washington Post saying that, that in this vote today, the FCC has decided to regulate the Internet, or these Internet service providers, broadband Internet service providers, as public utilities, sort of tantamount to telephones and power lines and things like that.
Yep.
Do you have more you want to share?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, actually, hold that thought. We've actually got Dalek ANCAP on the line here via Skype. Dalek, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How's my audio?
You sound fine. Go ahead, sir.
All right, good. Well, and here's one thing. I mean, the FCC, the people who control the radios, that's controlling the whole radio station at this very moment and regulating it, and saying that you can't say really bad words, you can't, you have to actually grab some frequencies, you have to do all these crazy stuff just to actually fall into do like a radio station rather than, you know, kind of not get some public, acceptance. It's also wanting to regulate the Internet. That's completely and utterly... I don't see why people are not thinking about that.
Yeah, you said it was completely and utterly what? You kind of cut out there for a sec.
Completely and utterly insane.
Yeah. Well, it's tempting, you know, to use the state for your own ends. It is power. It is the gun. It is violence. And it disconnects you from that violence. The people who are supporting net neutrality will never be the ones who pick up the guns and go in and point them at some, you know, Internet geeks who are running an Internet service provider. That'll be the police's job. So everybody else can just sit back and pretend like this is what we need. This is regulation. It's keeping people in line.
You have to remember that there are a lot of dumb liberals out there that just think that anyone with even a slightly Republican or non-liberal non-big government statist sort of bent to them, they think they're just kooky. The government is here to help us. It's a great thing.
Well, they don't want to see the violence. You try to show the gun in the room, if you will, the violence that backs all of these government programs. You try to show that to somebody, whether they're liberal or conservative.
Right.
Many times they don't want to see it. Sometimes you can show them the gun in the room and they'll say, yeah, that's what I support, because they totally embrace the idea of using violence to enforce their way on others. But as a liberty-minded person, or as a libertarian or voluntarist, you shouldn't support the gun in the room, even if it's convenient.
I mean, I should be clear. Like, if this were a different issue, I'd be like, these conservatives.
Yeah.
I'd be. Well, there's libertarians bashing them in the same way. Sure. Yeah. Okay.
And I think that's what Dalek ANCAP is surprised about.
Liberal.
Yeah. Here's one thing. Also, I mean, within the 300, I think it's like 332 pages of this whole document that they said yes to. Who knows? Who knows what is in there and what they can do?
Well, according to the Mises Institute's article here, they say the FCC refused to let people see the 300-plus page proposal before the vote today.
Oh, so, my God.
Really?
Yeah, that's correct, according to them.
Me?
No, that's what Ryan McMacken says at the Mises Institute, presuming he's accurate in that statement.
Dang.
Anything else, Dalek, you want to share tonight?
Not only that, I mean, with the whole FCC, and then plus, I mean, not even being, you know, looking at the legislation, but will this, I mean, has anybody also taken into account that it might also affect other countries?
Oh, yeah.
How would it affect another country?
Because this is probably going to affect, you know, companies that are based in the United States and potentially are how the connections to other if the providers are being regulated, the lines coming from the United States to other countries are being regulated.
I see that. Okay, good point. Dalek, thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
Today potentially is the day the internet was exterminated.
Doctor Who reference. Okay, so Mises.org, but we'll get to that here in a moment. Johnson, more from your
Sure. story. Okay, so it goes on to say, providers here in the United States have, in fact, blocked applications on mobile devices, which not only hampers free expression, but also restricts competition and innovation by allowing companies, not the consumer, to pick winners and losers,
this?
Said Democratic FCC Commissioner Mignon Clyburn. Internet providers have signaled that they are likely to challenge the rules in court, while conservative lawmakers have slammed them as a government takeover of the internet and vowed to overturn them. Those kooky conservatives. We have never argued that there should be no regulation in this area, simply that there should be smart regulation, says James W. Ciccone.
Do it our way.
Ciccone.
So this is the conservative?
He's the AT&T Senior Executive Vice President of External and Legislative Affairs.
AT&T's corporate lobbyist.
He's the AT&T Senior Executive Vice President of External and Legislative Affairs. Get it right here. That's his full title. Don't get it wrong. He said in a blog post,
we really think we should be able to write these regulations.
What doesn't make sense and has never made sense is to take a regulatory framework developed for Ma Bell in the 1930s and to make her great-grandchildren with technologies and options undreamed of 80 years ago and live under it.
I agree with him there,
yeah.
But I don't agree with him that we need to have regulations in place
right.
at all.
Right.
And in fact, you could make the argument that one of the reasons why the U.S. is not one of the best places in the world for internet speeds is
right.
due to the fact the government has already been involved, and that local governments have been restricting
especially
ISPs.
That local government and the restriction on ISPs and
yes.
competition is ridiculous. I mean,
this is not
look
going
up
to make
the connection
better.
Speeds in Korea and Japan, people. Brewing presidential politics could pose another threat to the long-term viability of the rules. Should a Republican win the White House in 2016, analysts and industry lobbyists say a GOP-led FCC could decide to reverse any regulations passed by Wheeler's commission. A Republican FCC commissioner, Ajit Pai, slammed the rules in an attempt to micromanage the internet. Or as an attempt to micromanage the internet.
So the speculation here is, all right, America, if you want to get rid of net neutrality, just vote for the Republicans in 2016.
Pretty much, yeah.
That'll make everything all better.
Which
maybe.
They won't do anything. Yeah. They, you know, right. This would be the first thing that they didn't overturn. They'd be like, we got control! Woo!
Oh, yeah, sure. They'd focus on creating new programs.
Right. Now we can regulate with our coincide with our religious beliefs.
Right.
What to do?
Go to more wars as well.
Right.
The toll-free number is 855-450. Free are
fast connection to the State Department website and all the propaganda for the military. Whoop-a-doo.
What are your thoughts?
High speed.
855 450 free. Free talk live.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels.
February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Vite.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You might as well just hope, because that's really all you can do. You might as well just hope that censorship isn't next on the horizon. You remember,
right.
It was a couple of years ago that, it was probably actually more like a few years, if not several years, but Australia, I don't know if you remember this, Australia put on restrictions on the types of pornography that could reach the island. So they would, they required their internet service providers to put people into, if they opted into it, from what I understand, was it an opt-in thing? I don't remember the detail, but they required internet service providers to maintain a list of websites that were prohibited from reaching their customers. And I don't know if it's expanded out since then. If you're in Australia and you want to kind of clue us in as to the current status of that, that was pretty scary stuff. And now here you have the U.S. government coming in with regulations for the internet that had not previously existed. I'm hoping the ISP's lawsuit is successful at overturning this. I mean, this battle ain't over yet.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, it's disturbing news and something that I think any libertarian worth their salt who supported this, you're going to be sorry at some point. Let's go to Tommy in Glasgow. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Tommy, go ahead, sir.
Ah, good morning, or good evening, so it's good morning over here. How are you doing, lad?
Yes,
okay?
Good morning there in Glasgow. Go ahead, sir.
Sorry, I'm just trying to put taters off the hands-free here. I pulled in, sorry. Hold on just a second.
That's all right. We've got nothing but time. And the ratings are going down. Okay, very good. Tommy.
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
I
wanted to talk about, I don't know if you've heard some of the stuff over here about a gentleman, or not a gentleman, he's dead now, but a guy called Jimmy Savile.
Is it the equivalent of
something like Jimmy Savile? Yeah, it's equivalent of the United States having someone like Johnny Carson being implicated with a paedophile ring.
Oh, wow.
All the way from Westminster and the royal family and the Pope, John Paul II as well. This man, Jimmy Savile, I take it you've not heard of him.
How do you spell his last name, Jimmy what?
Jimmy Savile, S-A-V-I-L-E. Now, if you put Jimmy Savile and you put Wizard, there's a wonderful documentary, about 45 minutes. And he was born on the 31st of October, Old Hallows Eve. And he was born on a satanic ley line in a place called Leeds.
Satanic what? Right?
A satanic ley line. It's a line of magical power.
What is a ley line?
It's an imaginary sort of current of magical energy that runs across the planet.
Britain has got many ancient ley lines that go back, obviously, thousands of years, because ancient civilization. So these ancient ley lines are believed. Well, I can give you a quote.
Can I tell Ian something real quick here? So this is the definition of ley lines, supposedly, from ancientwisdom.co.uk. Ley lines are hypothetical alignments of a number of places of geographical interest, such as ancient monuments and megaliths. Their existence was suggested in 1921 by the amateur archaeologist Alfred Watkins, whose book, The Old Straight Track, brought the alignments to the attention of the wider public. It's been written about in a lot of different things. And if you wanted to have a thing, Ian, I mean, you've played Ingress.
Uh-huh.
That ley line concept is pretty much kind of like what you've got going on in Ingress. Those lines between monuments and
invisible lines of satanic power running through the earth.
Sure.
Gotcha. So I've got the story here, Tommy. It says, just to kind of bring our listeners up to speed a little bit, from TheGuardian.com, politicians, civil servants, and National Health Service managers gave Jimmy Savile free rein to sexually abuse 60 people, including children as young as 8.
But hold on, listen, this is, see what they've put out in the media. Now, what I'm going to give you just now is, I was listening to someone else, a guy called Thomas Sheridan, and his theory on it. And now, there was a guy called the Yorkshire Ripper who went about killing women. Now, he's got 13 murders to date, and then there was these two men and women called the Moors Murderers, Brady and Hindley. Now, the alleged tie-in is that Jimmy Savile was part of their cult. Now, what has been alleged, that Stoke Mandeville, to the public, he was a nice, happy, jovial face, and he came about with different phrases, jingle, jangle, and abracadabra. He had a tea time show on Saturday evening, right, on BBC. That's the British Brainwashing Corporation. That's the state TV. And he had a show called Jim'll Fix It, where people would write into him, and myself, I didn't know into him.
Gotcha.
Jim'll Fix It, yeah. And then what happened, he helped build this through charity donations. He was a great man for doing charity, so the public thought, oh, he's a great guy, but in the background there was these rumours going on, he was a sexual...
So do you believe the claims then? You believe the claims that Jimmy Savile,
it's not even a case of do we believe it. The stuff that has been given out just now so far that he's a sexual deviant, but I'm taking this further because there's other evidence out there that he may even be a killer. He may even be one of the biggest serial killers, and he's connected. What I would say to you is there's a picture out there he's got with Peter Sutcliffe, who was a Yorkshire Ripper.
And what you're saying is that people are protecting him.
Yeah, he was given keys to Broadmoor, which is houses Britain's most biggest killers, and Jimmy Savile was given keys to it. He was given keys to Stoke Mandeville, and then there was a girl's home that's a whole investigation. So he was looking for people with broken spines, which Stoke Mandeville looked after, which was
Mandeville? I'm sorry, I don't know that name.
That was a hospital. One of the keys is
so what
Jimmy
you're saying,
Savile
this
was,
guy had access to like mental hospitals where he was then.
Mental hospitals, children's hospitals, and then he fed these...
And you believe that he was murdering people? Is there any evidence for that, or is that just speculation?
Well, Well, I'll send you some links. No. There's huge evidence out there, but the new evidence is, I mean, the stuff that they've
is
told you.
Is this guy still alive? Savile?
No, he died a couple of years ago.
He died 3 years ago. But no one up till he died would mention anything anywhere. And now people believe he was bringing children for people at royalty and prime and ministers of government and civil servants, the sex scandal, and then by using them, disposing their bodies, and then using people like the Yorkshire Ripper.
Well, there's long been speculation about things like this. Tommy, thanks for the call tonight. We'll read a little bit more about it here, but there's long been speculation that there are these sort of underground child sex rings that benefit the politically connected. So that's what Tommy was suggesting there.
I'm such a horrible person. Just that accent and hearing the story about a pedophile, you know, just.
Well, apparently he wasn't just into children.
It just made the story funny to me, and it's just horrible. It's like
apparently he wasn't just into children here, Johnson. The story says that he his victims range from 8 to 47. Savile's celebrity status, his connections with the then Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher and with royalty, and his role as a fundraiser allowed him unfettered access to patients, staff, and visitors at the Buckinghamshire Hospital. Over 20 years, he brazenly used that power and access to rape, sexually abuse, harass, intimidate, and silence his victims who ranged in age from 8 to 40. This according to two damning reports.
I'm just imagining this, you know, the Scottish folks try to brush under the rug, like, oh, he's not the racist, they just get in a bit of a tug in their wobbly bits. You know, just like what do they say? How do you brush that under the rug and ignore it? Like, okay.
Well, I don't think it's being ignored now. I mean,
yeah, now that he's dead.
Public here.
You know,
like, but no, I mean, if well, okay, the reason why you would protect this person would be maybe because some of these allegations are true. Like, maybe there are these underground sex rings or whatever that are using,
I guess,
sick,
like,
people
eyes
and
wide
children.
Shut kind of thing? Like,
yeah. A report into Savile's activities at Stoke Mandeville by Dr. Andrula Johnson and Christine Dent.
Have you seen pictures of this guy, by the way? He is creepy looking.
He looks like the guy from Poltergeist or whatever. Said the BBC's celebrity reputation.
Oh, you mean the priest?
I don't know. I've never seen the movie. I've only seen the...
The power of Christ compels you.
I've only seen the boxes for Poltergeist as a kid. Just a white-haired guy, right?
Yeah, I think it's the guy you're talking about in the piece.
Just creepy-looking. I don't know who he is in Poltergeist. Day 55, 453. That's the toll-free number.
Oh, no. That's totally wrong movie. That's not Poltergeist. It has the exorcism. Okay. The exorcist.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen it. 855, 453. We'll talk more about this. Jimmy Savile. Plus, we'll get back to net neutrality here. It's Free Talk Live.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Coming up, the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It is basically right around the corner. We're about 4 weeks away at this point. It's going to be at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, March 28th and 29th. Keynote speakers will include George Gilder, who is a world-famous investor, economist, and author, plus IBM's architect of their blockchain technologies. And Zambala Nair is going to be flying in from India. You'll be able to see David Johnson, Jason King, Robert Murphy, Vitalik Buterin, Charlie Shrem, and more over at the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. You can go and get registered at TexasBitcoinConference.com. When you use code FTL, you'll knock $25 off the already affordable $150 admission price. And when you use code FTL, another $25 of your admission will go towards Sean's Outpost, a great Bitcoin-based charity in North Florida helping out homeless folks. So, plus, don't miss the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. That's going to be happening at the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Free Talk Live broadcast live last year. And we'll be broadcasting live there this year. So go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. It's March 28th and 29th in downtown Austin at the Moody Theater. We look forward to seeing you there in person. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Don't forget code FTL. We're talking about Jimmy Savile. This is the story that Tommy turned us on to a moment ago. Coming up, we'll talk more about net neutrality and the vote today from the FCC.
And I should absolutely apologize for my absolute...
apologizing for your accent?
My absolutely horrible Scottish accent.
Horrible.
Horrible Scottish accent. It's absolutely terrible.
It's not bad. It's really not bad.
It's pretty... I just can't. I can't
pretty,
even do it for extended.
Pretty, you
pretty,
can't. You can't pronounce
for an extended
the
period of time. I can't really keep it up. I cannot keep it up.
Speaking of Scottish accents, I heard DuckTales is coming back in 2017.
Oh, yes,
the old Disney cartoon. Yep. So report. This is about Jimmy Savile. He is apparently a celebrity over in the UK, or was. He passed away a few years ago. But there's now a report, or a couple of reports, that the Guardian is citing here, saying this guy was involved in what could be as many as 60 sexual abuse cases, including children as young as 8 and people in their 40s. A report into Saville's activities at the Stoke Mandeville by Dr. Andrula Johnston said the BBC celebrity reputation was an open secret as him being a sexual predator. Yet he was able to go about his business not only unchallenged, but also with the perception of sanction from the senior hierarchy. This report stopped short.
Like an open secret. This guy just rapes kids. You know, whatever.
The report stopped short, however, of holding senior managers accountable, saying there was no evidence they were aware of Saville's behavior, despite junior staff saying it was widely known. On 10 occasions, vulnerable patients complained about his sexual abuse to staff, their parents, and to teachers, but they were either not believed or ignored. The report said, "Oh, Jimmy Saville would never do something like that."
Well, I wonder if there's an issue of, consent going on here.
Well, I mean, that's possible,
right? What if there was, maybe people weren't speaking?
It's certainly possible,
Johnson,
that this creepy guy went into a hospital room and got consent from 60 different patients to have sex with them or whatever the hell it was that he did to them while they're laying in a hospital bed.
Oh,
yeah, I suppose that could be all of those cases, and 10 of them were, resulted in complaints being issued to the staff members of the hospital.
Then, no, probably not. Okay.
Seems unlikely.
That seems unlikely.
I'm Jimmy Saville. I'm really interested in bedridden patients having sex with them. Can I have sex with you? I'm Jimmy Saville, damn it. Anyway.
Oh, well then, okay.
Yeah. On 10 occasions, again, these complaints were ignored or not believed. A supervisor tried to raise concerns to higher management, but was reprimanded. Patients who complained to nurses were told to stay silent, and one victim who told his head teacher was laughed at. Kate Lampert, who carried out an independent review of Saville's activities across the National Health Service, said in her report, also published Thursday's, quote, "Saville's status and influence was enhanced by the endorsement and encouragement he received from politicians, senior civil servants, and NHS managers. His access within NHS hospitals gave Saville the opportunity to commit sexual abuses on a grand scale for nearly 50 years.
Wow.
Jeremy Hunt, the health secretary, said in a statement to the Commons that the power of celebrity or money must never again blind people to repeated clear signs that vulnerable individuals were being abused. He said people were, quote, too dazzled or too intimidated by the nation's favorite celebrity to confront the evil predator that we now know he was. So, as Tommy in Glasgow pointed out, this guy was tantamount to sort of a Johnny Carson over in the United Kingdom.
Right.
However, Liz Ducks, a lawyer at Slater & Gordon who represents 44 of Saville's victims, said the report had been met with crushing disappointment because it held no one accountable. Ducks said, quote, "It beggars belief that a report which has revealed Saville was widely known as a sex pest at Stoke Mandeville can find no evidence of management responsibility. 10 victims had reported their assaults to nursing staff on the ward, including one complaint being made to management, yet his deviant and sickening behavior continued. She said the revelation of the report, or in the report, that 3 other doctors had committed serious sexual offenses at the hospital in the past 4 decades suggested something seriously amiss. Saville abused victims as soon as he started frequenting Stoke Mandeville in 1968, said the report. He became a porter at the hospital, having been invited in by a fellow porter who had worked with Saville at Leeds General Infirmary, where DJ had also abused patients. He was a nightmare. He was vile, a staff nurse told the Inquiry. Others described how when he turned up in a ward, a, quote, Jimmy Saville alert would go out
We'd
all disappear, unquote. That's really creepy. They would disappear.
Yeah.
Meaning they would leave so he could just get away with his molestation?
I guess. I don't know. That's what it sounds like.
Saville's victims at Stoke Mandeville included an 8-year-old boy and girl, also 8, who was raped at least 10 times by Saville when she visited relatives there. One victim was systematically abused in the chapel by Saville, who was often accompanied by another unnamed man. Quote, "Every time I went in that room, I just knew he would touch me wherever he wanted to touch me," she said. A 12-year-old girl was raped by Saville in the television room. She returned to her ward and told a nurse that the porter, Saville, had, quote, "hurt me down there," unquote. She was told not to say anything. Otherwise, the nurse would get into trouble. Later that night, Saville appeared at the girl's bedside and sexually assaulted her again. Alone in the room afterwards, the child tore a page from the Bible in the room and wrote a note, two notes, rather, asking for her father. She posted them into a red post box in a corridor outside the ward, hoping someone would contact him, but no one did. In 1980, a clinical supervisor... This is just horrifying.
It really is. All these people went along with this.
In 1980, a clinical supervisor tried to escalate the concerns of students who had told her of sexually inappropriate behavior by Saville at their accommodation block, but the supervisor was, quote, reprimanded for interfering.
By the way, you know, a little while ago I had said that, you know, look, if you look at pictures of Saville, if you can look at pictures of him, I thought he looked really creepy, and I started comparing him. You said you had asked me if he looked like the guy from Poltergeist.
Yeah.
And I had confused that, and I was thinking of the guy from Exorcist. That actor's name is William O'Malley.
Okay.
And if you look at them, actually, they do look very similar. It's just weird because William O'Malley is obviously a priest in real life as well as he was in The Exorcist. And
I didn't know that.
This guy, Jimmy Saville, is like a satanic version of that. But he looks very similar.
Between 1972 and 1985, 9 informal verbal complaints and 1 formal report were made about Saville by his victims. Johnstone found that none of the complaints were either taken seriously or escalated to senior management. So, I mean, Johnson, it's sad here, but what's happening is it sounds like there's a protection scheme in
right.
place for this Jimmy Saville at the highest levels of these hospitals, and that the lower level staff knows exactly what's going on. They're the ones receiving the complaints, but because he's being protected by the higher ups, the lower level staff is too afraid to actually speak up because they don't want to lose their jobs.
Right.
How do you go up against, how does, you know, a low level nurse go up against the hospital administrators?
Right.
It's a scary situation.
It's weird, too. Like, why are they protecting this guy? What benefit are they getting from this?
That's a good question. And that's, I think, where the speculation comes in about, you know, satanic cults and whatever Tommy was suggesting earlier. The formal complaint in 1977 came from the father of an 11-year-old girl who was sexually abused by Saville in a treatment room. The girl screamed hysterically, and a senior nurse arrived but told her to be quiet, saying Saville would not do such a dreadful thing, and he raised a great deal of money for the hospital.
Ah.
So maybe that explains it. They're
certainly
protecting their donor.
Yeah, certainly goes a long way towards explaining it.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. More on the story here about Jimmy Saville. Some pretty creepy stuff. You can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jackets, shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the BrightsideBend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.